BBC News with Neil Nunes. Police in Britain say the former Prince Andrew Mountbatten Windsor has been released under investigation following his arrest on suspicion of misconduct in public office. Earlier, his brother King Charles said the investigation would have the royal family's full support and cooperation. Police are looking into allegations that when he was a British trade envoy, he shared confidential documents with the late sex offender Jeffrey Epstein. Mr. Mountbatten Windsor has previously denied wrongdoing in relation to Epstein. Lucy Manning has more.
After 11 hours in custody, a photo of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor emerged as he left Aylsham Police Station in Norfolk. The former prince, with wide eyes, appeared to be leaning as far back as he could on his seat in the back of the car. But he couldn't avoid the waiting photographers. The former prince has gone from travelling in royal carriages to now driving out of police custody, released under investigation.
The former prince's arrest stems from the release of millions of documents on Epstein by the Department of Justice in the United States. President Trump expressed sympathy with King Charles, saying it was a shame for the royal family, but he also used the moment to repeat his view that he had been exonerated by the files.
Well, you know, I'm the expert in a way because I've been totally exonerated. That's very nice. I can actually speak about it very nicely. I think it's a shame. I think it's very sad. I think it's so bad for the royal family. It's a very, very sad. To me, it's a very sad thing. When I see that, it's a very sad thing to see it and to see what's going on with his brother, who's obviously coming to our country very soon, and he's a fantastic man, the king.
Several Congress members, including Republicans, said the arrest should put more pressure on American officials to act more firmly against those accused of misconduct. One Democrat, Jerry Nadler, told the BBC the arrest of Andrew Mountbatten Windsor, although unlinked to Epstein's sexual crimes, was a great start for getting justice for survivors. Argentina's parliament is debating controversial labour reforms proposed by far-right President Javier Milei, which would make it easier to hire and fire workers. Several thousand protesters have gathered outside, some clashing with police. A one-day general strike is also in force, paralysing the country, called by Jorge Sala of the General Workers Confederation.
It's difficult to call it modernization when it takes us back 100 years. It's never modernizing if we're moving backwards, away from what we've won. This bill takes us back 100 years in terms of individual and collective rights. At its heart, this is about transferring economic resources from the workers to the employer.
BBC News. The Iranian government has told the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres it will regard bases in the region as legitimate targets if used in any military aggression against Iran. Tehran's UN mission said President Trump's rhetoric signaled a real risk of an attack, but it said Iran did not want a war. Mr. Trump earlier set a deadline of 10 to 15 days for Iran to make a deal over its nuclear program. An Austrian climber has been found guilty of gross negligence manslaughter after his girlfriend froze to death on Austria's highest mountain last year. The man's been given a 5-month suspended sentence. Bethany Bell is in Vienna.
The court heard how the mountain rescue team found Kirsten's body hanging upside down from a rock face. She wasn't wearing gloves and her boots were open. The judge, Norbert Hofer, told Thomas P. that he was an excellent alpinist, but that his girlfriend was light years away from him in terms of her climbing abilities. He said the couple should have turned back, as Kirsten G. didn't have enough experience in winter conditions.
The communist leader of North Korea, Kim Jong-un, has opened his party's congress, telling thousands of delegates he's filled with optimism for the future. The meeting, which takes place every 5 years, serves as a platform for announcements of policy shifts and elite personnel changes. Scientists in the United States have developed a single nasal spray vaccine that they say can protect against coughs, colds and the flu, as well as bacterial lung infections. The researchers say the vaccine marks a radical departure from the traditional technique of training the body to fight a single infection. The new product is designed to stimulate immune cells in the lungs. BBC World News.